Phonics Booster Books, number 47. Coyote helps out. One night, long ago, Coyote went hunting. He trotted through the hills until he came to a ranch. Soon he was near the pen where the rancher kept his sheep. He crept closer and closer. Snap! Coyote was caught. He shook his head, he wiggled his legs, he stretched and he twisted, but he could not get free. He could not get out of the net. Fox came by. "My friend," Coyote called, "I'm so glad to see you. I know of the most delightful swimming hole. It's a perfect night for a moonlight swim. Just get me out of this net and we'll be on our way." "No thanks," said Fox. "I remember the last time you said you were glad to see me. I ended up running from an angry farmer." "I'll bet that you are not really stuck. You are always playing tricks. This must be another one of them." Fox whisked her tail and walked away. Coyote sighed. "Oh well, someone else will be along soon. I have always been able to talk my way out of trouble, and I will do it again tonight." Coyote waited and waited, but no one else came by. The sky began to turn pink. Morning was coming. Soon the rancher would come to check the trap. Now Coyote was worried. He would do anything to get out of the trap before the rancher came. Just then, Coyote heard a small voice. "Coyote, do you need some help?" "Fox?" Coyote cried joyfully. "I knew you'd change your mind. Hurry, please." "I will get you out," the small voice said. Coyote looked down. Fox was not there. It was a mouse. "Mouse?" Coyote groaned. "What can a tiny thing like you do for me?" "I can cut through the net with my sharp teeth. I can nibble away at the net until you are free," Mouse answered. "I know that if I help you today, you shall help me out whenever I need help." "Oh," said Coyote. "Yes, of course, I shall." Mouse worked quickly. Within minutes, Coyote was free. "Thank you, Mouse," Coyote said. "You are a real friend. Now, if you excuse me, I must be going. Goodbye." "Goodbye, Coyote," Mouse said. "Don't forget, whenever I need help, I will call on you." The very next day, Coyote was sleeping under an old cactus. Tap, tap, tappity tap. Something was hitting his eye. Coyote opened one eye. "Hello, Coyote," Mouse said cheerfully. "Isn't it a beautiful day? I need lots of nuts and berries, and I can't get them all by myself. Let's go." Poor Coyote. He worked in the hot sun, picking nuts and berries. Then he had to help Mouse make a new nest out of twigs and leaves. "Thank you, my friend," Mouse said. "Please stay and have supper with us. We are having nut and berry stew, just as soon as you help me cook it." Coyote grumbled as he walked away. "Nuts, berries, twigs, making nests, cooking stews? Yuck! Why did I ever let Mouse help me? I would have been better off taking my chances with that rancher." Coyote sighed. "What shall I do if Mouse asks for help again?" Coyote smiled when he spotted an old hollow cactus. "Mouse will never find me in here. I'm finished helping her. It is a good thing that I am so clever," he said proudly. Then he crawled inside the cactus, curled up, and went to sleep. That night, Coyote had a bad dream. He dreamed that lots of tiny voices were calling his name. "Coyote, help us," the voices cried. "Coyote, quick, where are you? Coyote!" Coyote woke up. The voices were not part of a dream. They were real. He peeked out of the cactus. He saw all Mouse's little children. "Isn't it enough that I helped your mother all day long? What does she want from me now? Babysit? Go away!" Coyote called out. The little mouse ran away. The little mice ran right over to Coyote. One whispered in his ear. Coyote looked at their sad faces. "Okay, okay," he said. "Don't fuss. I will help your mother." Coyote ran until he came into a big pile of rocks. There was Mouse. Rattlesnake had her. "So nice to see you, Coyote," hissed Rattlesnake. "Save me, Coyote," Mouse begged. If you will help me now, I will never ask you to help me again. Coyote did not answer Mouse. He kept his eyes on Rattlesnake. Calmly, Coyote said, Tell me, Rattlesnake, how did you catch Mouse?
I was foolish, Mouse admitted.
Rattlesnake's tail was stuck under that big red rock. I remembered how good it felt when I saved you, so I decided to help him, too. Coyote laughed. You want me to believe that a tiny mouse could help that big rock? Rattlesnake looked angry. It is true that a big rock rolled on my tail and I was stuck. It is true that Mouse helped me push the rock off my tail, but she just gave a little push. I did most of the work myself.
Rattlesnake, don't you think that you should thank Mouse, not eat her? Coyote asked.
It was such a little bit of help, Rattlesnake said. Besides, I am so hungry.
Wait, said Coyote. I still don't understand. Unless I see for myself what happened, I will tell everyone that Rattlesnake is weaker than Mouse.
Then see for yourself, Rattlesnake hissed. Coyote, put the rock on my tail. Quickly, Coyote did as Rattlesnake asked.
Now, let Mouse go, Coyote suggested.
Then we can show us how you push the rock off your tail. As soon as Mouse was free, she ran and hid behind Coyote.
On second thought, Coyote told Rattlesnake, I think Mouse should go home now. You will not get to eat her. But we will find out how long it takes you to push the rock away without her help.
Ow! I'm stuck again, Rattlesnake yelped.
Coyote, you tricked me.
Yes, Coyote agreed. I did.
Mouse said, Next time, Rattlesnake, say thank you when someone helps you. Goodbye.
Coyote made sure that Mouse and her family got home safely.
Thank you, Coyote, the little mouse children said. They climbed up to give Coyote hugs and kisses. Mother herself gave him a hug.
Well, Mouse told Coyote, first I saved you, then you saved me. Thank you. I guess we are even now.
Does that mean you won't be asking for my help anymore? Coyote asked.
Yes, promised Mouse. You can do just as you please all day long.
So Coyote never helped Mouse again, except when he wanted to.